USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has signed a bill that is to expedite the process of sending military aid to Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is even more costly.
His signature on the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act comes as the Kremlin's invasion of the Eastern European country enters its third month. The president vowed the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine in their fight to defend their country and their democracy. As for Russia, its president marked V-Day with no major victory to tout. Vladimir Putin again sought to justify his invasion, falsely casting it as a battle against Nazism in an attempt to link the current invasion to when Hitler was defeated. Major indexes on Wall Street losing big time on Monday. The Dow lost 654 points. The Nasdaq dropped more than 4%. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
The jail official from Alabama who helped a murder suspect escape is dead. Vicki White was assistant corrections director in Lauderdale County when she was tasked with escorting Casey White to court at the end of April. The two, who are not related, went on the run for more than a week until the law caught up with them near Evansville, Indiana. Casey White surrendered after the vehicle they were in got wrecked after a pursuit. Vicki White was transported to the hospital after she shot herself. Jacob Blake has dropped his federal civil rights lawsuit against the Wisconsin police officer who shot him during a domestic disturbance, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down. The shooting prompted protests in Kenosha, in which Kyle Rittenhouse fatally shot two men and wounded a third. There is no indication why the lawsuit is being dropped. The officer, Rustin Shesky, was cleared of any wrongdoing by prosecutors in the shooting. The Dow lost 2% on Monday, Nasdaq dropping more than 4%, the S&P 500 lost more than 3%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The investigation continues in the Bahamas into the deaths of three American tourists and a fourth that was sent to the hospital.
Bahamas Police Commissioner Paul Roll tells reporters that two of the dead are husband and wife Michelle and Robbie Phillips from Tennessee. He says the couple visited the clinic and were treated at different times.
They ate at different places, so that's why we're not, but we'll be checking all of that, which we will hopefully be able to determine whether or not it was some food or something else that caused it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Back in the States, the demographics on motherhood is changing.
Over the past 30 years, birth rates have declined for women in their 20s and jumped up for women in their 30s and 40s. That's according to a new report from the U.S. Census Bureau. The trend has pushed the median age of U.S. women giving birth from 27 to 30, the highest on record. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Abortion rights activists are now planning to gather outside of the homes of the Supreme Court's conservative justices to protest the presumptive overturning of Roe v. Wade. Shutdown D.C. is organizing a demonstration in front of Justice Samuel Alito's home this week. He's the author of the leaked majority opinion overturning the precedent that was published in Politico. The homes of Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts are also targets. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.